Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Kid Clit. Welcome to another episode of the Pussy Centipede, man. Last episode, Dr. Kitties was like mad stressed out, yeah? So he went down to the karaoke bar and he sung that song like, shit, man, Total Eclipse of the Heart. And then he got banned from the karaoke bar. But like, he told Paul Joseph Watson not to go with him because it's something he does alone. But the thing is, Paul Joseph Watson was home that night and he was worried he's going to drink cum and throw it up because he's a cumlemic. So he thought he'd go to a karaoke bar at the same time in a different part of town called British Town. And there he went and he had a couple of drinks, and then he went up and he asked for a song too, so he could do his own Paul Joseph Watson style karaoke. Alright, so this is where the story begins. Hey chap, I'm Paul Joseph Watson. I came here to British Town to do some karaoke. What's a good song for a chap like me? A chap who drinks cum and vomits it up to sing.
Well, my name's Carrie Koki Oki Moki. I own this karaoke bar here in British Town. I've catered to the British community for a long time. And I know you're good people, despite what some people think. So I know some people call you Britters and think you're bad, but, you know, you're okay in my book because I'm Karaoke Moki Oki. And I think you, somebody who drinks cum and vomits it up, you'd be perfect to sing a B-52 song. B-52s, said Paul Joseph Watson. What's that? Ain't they the ones that blitzed us in the war back in England?
Nah, man, said Karaoke Oki. B-52s are a band from Athens, Georgia. Alright, you want to get up on stage and we'll start the song.
Okay, chap. This song better be a proper song for a British person, though. Let's go. Alright. Sounds a bit fast. Fast for me, Paul Joseph Watson. She cuts her hair and calls his name, wishing everything could be the same. Like when she had him. I'll give you fish. I'll give you candy. I'll give you everything I have in my hand. Oh. Hey, this song's not too bad, chap. Fetch me a cup of cum. This time I might drink it and not throw it up. Get out of Corvette's package in her hand. Muslims to all the SJWs throws divinity on the Brexit. I'll give you fish, give you candy, I'll give you everything I have in my hand. Give me back England. Give me back England from the Muslims. Yeah, I like this song. Seems quite anti-Muslim when I fixed it with my own proper lyrics. I bet Kate Middleton will hear me do this, and she'll finger herself and want to fuck me when the prince is away on business. Cause I'm Paul Joseph Watson. I don't believe in love.
It's just chemical reactions in the brain. Generation Z, conservative is the new punk. Dinner, well, Walpole, spinning round and round, chap, 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 chap. If she don't get her man back, she's gonna drown in the Thames River like Jack the Ripper. Where's that motorboat? She's in the motorboat. Chap, I am an antichrist. Give her back her man. Wow, ow, ow. Wow, ow, ow. Brexit! Brexit! Conservative is the new counterculture. Conservative is the new punk rock. I am the new straight Mile Yiannopoulos. Alec Jones is my sugar daddy. He fucks me in my British cunt. My cunt is an arse. Give me a fag, I want to smoke.
Oh, that was quite good. This karaoke really does relieve the stress, chap. Here's a 2 pence tip, Mr. Oki.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed your performance, Mr. Joseph Watson. I hope you'll come back and join us again in British Town.
I will, chap. Anyway, I must be getting home to Doctor of Kitty's apartment before he notices I'm gone. Have a good day, chap. And then Paul Joseph Watson left the karaoke bar, and he waited for the bus. And then he started waiting, and after 15 minutes, the bus still didn't come. And then he checked the app that tells you when the bus is coming, and it said the bus should have been there already. And he was just like, "What, chap? Why is this bus late, chap? What in the name of Kate Middleton is going on here?" And then Paul Joseph Watson took out a book he brought. And it was this book about Robert the Bruce, the Scottish king, that he was portrayed by that guy, what's his name? And anyway, in Braveheart. And he was the ancestor of Princess Diana. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Pussy Centipede. I know this has been 2 karaoke episodes in a row. It's quite unusual, but I promise we'll get back to the story next week. Follow up on Bobby Trendy and what he's doing on his trip in Columbus, Ohio, investigating his stepdad's suicide. And at the same time, we'll take a look at Paul Joseph Watson as he draws up the schematics for his plan to kidnap puppies from Ashton Kutcher. All right. Thanks for listening to the Pussy Centipede. And remember, if you like it, make sure to share with your buddies on social media and tell everyone. Until next time, keep your pussy dry. I'm Kid Clit. Yeah.